So, Shkolim and Slocha is born on Chodesh.
Yeah, I think so, unless I'm making a mistake. Shkolim this week?
Yeah, pretty sure. I hope so.
This year's about Shkolim.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I'd like to take a little look at some halachos which relate to the beginning of Shkolim and some practical nekudos which spring from these halachos. So, we know the parsha which relates to Shkolim is the psukim at the opening part of Parsha's Kisisa, which we actually just learned last week anyway. Now we're going to be reading it again this week for Parsha's Shkolim. So let's take a look at the psukim. Kisisa is graciously Yisraeli Kuder, V'nos Nu'ish Chotpe Nashe L'Hashem Bit Koidoson, L'Hira Negative Koidoson, everybody has to give an amount of money when they're counted, and then Yitnu Kol Oiva Kudim Maktis HaShekel V'Shekel HaKodesh, Eskim gave a shekel, Maxis a shekel, Truma la Hashem. Everybody gives a half a shekel. Kodal Oivala, Kudim, and Eskim Kodal Bamal, he's in Truma Sashem. Everybody over 20 years of age. And Chazal doesn't get involved now in the technicalities of the Drosha, and why? Chazal learned these tukim being merabit to a number of different donations, one of them being the regular half a shekel, which had to be given every year by every member of Klal Yisrael in order to finance the regular korbanos tzibur. This money, half a shekel, which is given once a year prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is used for the regular korbanos, the korban tomid, etc., all the other ongoing avodas tzibur in the Beit Hamikdash.
Which was half a shekel in today's currency?
No, I think it's asking half a shekel. It's an amount of silver.
No.
But I don't think it's so much.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money?
Yeah.
It was a lot of
money. It seemed to have 25 shekels or something like this cost you.
How much?
Well, I mean, depending on different...
Something like. Right. That sounds right. But I'm thinking, I'm just thinking a little cheshbon in my head, you know, for the pidyon haben, we give five shekels. A five shekels amount, that amount is something in the region of 250 to 300 shekels. So they keep shekels, something in the region of 50, 60 shekels, so half the shekels is about 20, 30 shekels. Not a huge amount of money. It's not much shekel, but it's not very, you know. So there was shekel used for that as well. That was obviously a one-off donation, that's not something which is relevant every year. So sometimes you're looking at Rashi here and you'll see that Rashi says that there's a few different donations which are marumas in these psukim. The word truma is mentioned here three times. Rashi says it hints to three separate donations. One of them is the donation of this Matzah Shekel, which is a yearly obligation to be given by everybody in Am Yisrael. And towards Rosh Chodesh Adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, basically used to make an official hachrozah, a reminder, machrizim alas shkolim, to remind everybody that to bring their Matzah Shekel during the course of Chodesh Adar, people would donate their Matzah Shekel. So that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we would begin bringing korbanos from the fresh Nadov. Every year there was a new supply of Nadovis, and every Rosh Chodesh Nisan would begin using the fresh Nadovis, which were donated during Chodesh Adar. So I'd like to take a little look at who exactly is obliged to donate this half a shekel. Who is this heel incumbent upon?
Everybody.
So, in a general sense, everybody. Let's look a little more closely. So the Mishnah in Shkolim tells us as follows. As me, mamashkin. From whom do we take a mashkin, a collateral? If people wouldn't bring their matzah shekel, wouldn't bring it in time, basically would find a method to force them to bring it. So you take from them a mashkin. Now, from whom do we take a mashkin? As the people from whom we take a mashkin, they are the people who are obliged to give matzah shekel. There could be other people who maybe if they want, can give matzah shekel, but don't have to. And obviously from those people who aren't obliged to give matzah shekel, we don't take any mashkin. If you want to give, if no, no. So from whom do we take a mashkin and from whom not?
That's a bit of a problem here. Is he also using it as a kind of census?
No, so this is not the same as the matzah shekel of the census. It's not two. It's two different. Okay. Two different trumas.
This is the generation of the 30th of Sukkot, right?
Yeah.
They were outrageously rich at that point. There are people who said, no, I'm not going to give them that shekel. and the planning of Dafka, we have to give.
No, it's halakha that we're learning now, isn't Dafka relating to that door? Now we're learning the Mishnah in Shkolim, which relates generally to the obligation to give every single year, year after year, Master Sashi. So the move that we take is the natural. Yeah, why do they talk about it in this back of tongue? It's because the Mishnahs are going over there in these halachas of taking the mashka. But from here we learn, this is the Mishnah from where we learn who is obliged and who is not obliged. It's not spoken about more openly than this. So who is obliged? Levim, the Israelim, Galim, Pavodim, Shafrorim, all these people are obliged. I'd like to focus on the end of the Mishnah. Abel Loi, who is not obliged? Loi Nosrim Va'avodim. Women and Avodim, who normally are obliged in mitzvahs to the same level as ladies. Loi Nosrim Va'avodim, Uktanis.
Eved
Kenani. Eved Kenani, yes. So two main categories of people who are not obliged. Noshim and Katan. As a lady is not obliged to give Master Sashekel, is irrespective of whether she's a married lady or a non-married lady. I'm not saying because of Baal Gator or something. A lady is not obliged to give Master Sashekel. And Katanim, minors, are not obliged to give Master Sashekel.
Avodim Meshuchim must be Jewish.
Right, because Avodim and Eved Kenani, yes. When we look, just put it on the side a little bit, but basically the way Eved Kenani works is when an Eved Kenani becomes an Eved of a Jew, he attains a sort of partial Jewish status. He's obliged in mitzvahs like a lady. When you free him, then the next stage, the next automatic stage is that he becomes automatically his Gerus. Sort of develops to a full gaius, and he becomes effectively, for most, almost all intents and purposes, fully Jewish. So when one day we learn the sugyas in Gittin, the main sugyas of discussion of Eved Kenani, that's what we'll see. That's the way it works.
So
sort of partial gaius at the beginning.
The category here is saying that even if he's in partial gaius status, he's giving his status to his shekel.
No. So again, if we look carefully in the beginning of the Mishnah. From whom do we take a mashkon, Levi'im, Yisra'elim, Geir, Va'avodim, Shechororim, and freed slave? So the freed slave, he's effectively a full-blown Geir. Oh, because maybe in certain minor points there might yes be a difference, why do we have to add it to? But not Shechororim, Va'avodim, the Avodim of the end of the Mishnah means the Avodim who are not yet free. Generally have the status of women as far as human mitzvahs is concerned. Well, I don't want to focus on that so much. I'd like to pay attention to women and Katan. Now, first and foremost, why are these groups of people exempt from this mitzvah? So let's look first at Noshi. Why are ladies exempt from giving a Machtis Hashem? There are two reasons offered by the Mishnah. Avaloi Noshim. So the Baal Torah tells us, Avaloi Noshim, the Nos Mu'ish Kleifer Nashay Ksi. The psukim on which this mitzvah is based, what do they tell us? The Noslu Ish Koyker Nafsho. A man should give Koyker Nafsho. From which we understand Ish Velo Isha. I'm trying to decide in Joshua. Ish Velo Isha. So a Joshua lies in the possum Ish Velo Isha. That's one, excuse me, one reason to exempt a woman from Master Sasha. One of the other portions, the Meiri, suggests a different term. A second reason why ladies would be exempt from Machtis Hashem. And this is based on the well-known klal which we have in Kiyum Mitzvahs. Which types of mitzvahs are ladies normally exempt from? Mitzvah Tasei Isha's Nagrama, right? Positive commands that are bound by time. So this is a positive command to give a Machtis Hashem. And it's bound by time. Why? Because the Kiyum kicks in Chodesh Adar. That's when you need to give it. So it's bound by time. So it says to the Yuri, they need the potter for that reason. It's a mitzvah satay, shalt mam grammar.
This is really a mitzvah satay, shalt mam grammar. I don't know what I'm about
to say. Oh, so let's exactly do that for a second. Let's turn our heads back and think about the Masmurah. So why did the Masmurah and the Zalim of Horshim do this thing? Why did they have to provide us with a gizayah takot? So the Yuri is saying a good point. Mitzvah Sasei Ban Grama. Every Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Ban Grama ladies are potter. We don't need a special potter for each mitzvah to tell us that. Mitzvah Sasei Shaz Ban Grama, so she's potter. Explains the Shara Meth There could be a way to view this mitzvah that it is not mitzvah tasei, shasman grom. It is not so straightforward to say, well, obligation rests upon you in Chodesh Adar, and therefore mitzvah tasei, shasman grom. There's another way to look at it, which is as follows. What happens if somebody didn't give their master Hashem in Chodesh Adar? They're supposed to. Basically, sending out the letters to everybody, please give your master Hashem. And they didn't give. If they didn't give it in Chodesh Adar, they're supposed to continue. It doesn't exempt them from giving the Matzah Shekel. So you didn't give it at the right time, so give it in Nisan, give it in Iyar, give it in Sivan, give it the whole year. So the obligation is Chal in Chodesh Adar, but once it's Chal, once the obligation rests upon you, once it falls upon you, it doesn't go away. Not like a regular Mitzvah Sei Shasmar Grava, which has got a particular time period. Once the time period is over, that's it. No more mitzvah. It comes at a particular time, but then it doesn't go away. So maybe it's not a mitzvah tasei shasman grom. It's up for discussion. It's certainly not a classic mitzvah tasei shasman grom.
It's not that. I mean,
the guy is 20 years old. The lashon that he said, I didn't have a chance to look at this more in depth, but the lashon that he says is in loy shok lo bishana zu, even if you didn't give it the entire year, shok lo bishana achet. Yeah, it's like if you don't pay the husband, you don't pay your arnot. So, because you didn't pay it for a long time, your potter will change you up eventually. until they put one of these big adverts in the paper that all the people who didn't pay
a potter,
right? Okay, that's not true. Two reasons why they're potter. Either from the Zen Sakotra, the Lost New Ish Pay for Nashoy, they made it, oh, it's Sasei Shazman Grama, or the Meiri that is a bit Sasei Shazman Grama. That's one. That's one department, not. I'd like to take a little look at the second department, Ketanim. Now, what sort of Ketanim are we talking about? Now, we know the normal meaning of Ketanim, whenever we meet that term in Mishnayos, in halakhic literature generally, we mean people under the age of 13 or people who don't show the physical signs of godliness. Now, over here, the Baal Tanura comes along with a Chiddush. And he says, you know what? Ketanim over here does not mean regular meaning of Ketanim. Says the Baal Tanura, Ketanim, but halfway down the sheet, I figure hey, we stay saris, who pochus me ben esri. Over here, Ketanim doesn't mean anybody less than 13, it means anybody less than 20. Okay?
I don't get it. What's the finish here? Pochus stands from 20 years old.
So the truth is that it isn't so pochus, as we said, which parts of these psukim are referring to the count. And which parts of these psukim, there's something that needs close and careful analysis here of the psukim, which parts of them are going on the number and the count, and which parts are going on the matzis hashekel of every single year. And that's really, we're going to see in a second, is really a matzalik history show. That's what it has to do with.
Also, when we do with the count, there's also a number of years.
Oh,
so
people are discussing, we don't find it written anywhere. If we're going to say that this Meben Esrim Shalom, which is written in the Psukim here, is going equally on Matzah Tasheko, then the Chariot should follow through to say that all the people over 60 are Potter. It's asked as a question, and people ask it as a question on this opinion, because there's a stickler where we say, a Dabba Shalom Otsolom. Nobody says that anywhere. That's the Chariot should follow through. It would be logical to say that, but nobody said it.
The Potter says not. The Potter said everybody. He used Alan. The top. It says everybody up for 20 years up, forever.
That's what says, Venice for Shana the Mother. Matter of fact, it is a little but the other person came to talk about
counts. But other people came to talk about counts. So maybe we're only going to pay for the Matter of Shana every year. What's written open in the Psukim maybe? Okay, so that is the opinion about Tanura, which as Maron points out is based on simple reading of these psukim. However, the Ramban, actually in this parasha, Omni parasha of Shkolim, is openly choyuk. And the Ramban says that the requirement of 20, that is a requirement as regards the census, as regards the count. But the Shkolim which were given to the Korbanos are not Miben Esri Bamala. Everybody who is over and above the shiur of Kiyum Mitzvot, everybody over and above 13 is obliged to give Matzis Hashem. That's the implication of the Rambam in the Halachos as well, where he mentions this Mishnah, and he simply says, uses the word Katanim without giving it any further explanation, which implies that we talk about regular Shiur of Katanus and Gathus. So, now let's take a little look at some practical halakhic ramifications nowadays of these Nekudas. They say, well, nowadays, unfortunately, we don't have Matzis Hashem. What practical ramifications are there of these points? So, two areas. One, because we know that there is a minag, I don't know whether the Sargon had this minag, it's definitely an Ashkenazic minag, to give on Talis Esther a particular coin to the stocker as a zeke to the Matzis Hashem.
Usually they have.
Right, they have three coins, three silver coins wrapped up, and you swap it. Yeah, exactly so. That's a minag, it doesn't have a source of the Gemara, but it's old village Israel. Now, on whom does this minag devolve? Who's obliged in this minag? So, this minag is a zeicher to the Matzis Hashekel. As in addition to the Kriya of Parshas Matzis Hashekel, which is a zeicher to the announcement of Beit Din to announce about the Matzis Hashekel, there's a minag to give this stocker as a zeicher to the Matzis Hashekel. Now, who gives it? So, the Ramah, when he recalls this minag, writes that the minag is only incumbent upon those who are above 20. Big discount to a family, yeah. Why is that? Because that's based upon the opinion of the Baal Tamura that the whole obligation of Matzis Hashekel was only on those who are above 20. The Baal Mishnah Berurah over there mentions the other opinion and says that it's commendable to be choshish for that opinion.
And
he
doesn't mention anything about
Nashim, the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, not discussed actually. And but the Mishnah Berurah, two stages in the Mishnah Berurah. First, he says that certainly one should be particular for those over 13. And then he says that somebody who wants, you know, sort of the Mishnah Berurah is to give for everybody, even Kalim under 13 and even Nashim as well, even though they're definitely not applied. But it's like if they want to give Matzah Shekel, so they can. Okay. Now let's take a look at the second, quite sort of surprising application of this whole discussion, which takes us to the Chiyuv of Tefillah. The Chiyuv of Tefillah, and more specifically, the Chiyuv of Tefillah of Noshim. So, Sam, before we focus on this, what comes out from here, our ladies chay to die. Right, the halakas, etc. So, what basically comes out more than bottom line, we can't go down to the whole sugya, a very quick peek in Mishnah Berurah tells us, on the bottom of the first side, that Das Haramban, Sheikha Mitzvah's Tefillah is a very slow. That the mitzvah of tefillah is basically a drabbon. Shehem anshekhenet tagadoyah, shetikhu yudkes prophets ala seida, leis palo oison chakras umincho koigo, the arvis rishas. So there's this seida, tefillah, the anshekhenet tagadoyah, was taking chakras, mincha, and mind. Now, the arval bishu mitzvah sasei medivrei seifrim shazman groma, van loshim peturah, is mikol mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Although, this is a rabbinical application, mitzvah, which is zman grom, no question about it, chakras, mincha, mari, very fixed time, ladies should be fine. Nevertheless, and ladies are potter even from drabonon. The same rule applies, drabonons of, which are zman grom, according to the bottom, avot pichay, chayvu oisom mitzvah, chakras, and mincha. Nevertheless, they are obliged to zam chakras, and mincha, kvay anoshim. Why? Since tefillah is a bakoshas rachamim, so since it's bakoshas rachamim, so it's appropriate thing for ladies too. Ladies also need to have rachmi shamayim. We pray every day for the rachmi shamayim, so they're also obliged in this obligation. They use the Mishnah Berurah. What about tefillah musaf? What about tefillah musaf? Are ladies obliged in tefillah musaf? Shachris and mincha, we know they're obliged. Marid is the Rishus, they never accepted upon themselves. What about Tfilat Musa? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's flat, Kostat Tifturus. I will say to Mohammed Gibbari, Kostat Tifayos. Let's focus a little bit on this opinion of the Tzlach. Tzlach says that, in my opinion, ladies are puzzled from Tfilat Musa. Now, why would that be? And it's not Rahm. Right. Tulat Musaf is not my conscious rachamim, it's some sort of zeicher to the Korban Musaf. So that's where the tzlach begins. It's a mispronunciation of Langram, it's not Rachmin. So they're proper. But let's focus more closely a second on the fact that it is Zeche to the Korban Musaf. So if it's Zeche to the Korban Musaf, so Our Lady is not sort of shaykh, not part of the Hakrava of the Korban Musaf. So maybe they should be obliged from that. From that angle. So let's have a look over here in Rav Akiva.
It would be proper.
Well, it's offered as a korban sibul. So who is the sibul who's offering that korban? Are they really not part of that sibul? So comes on Rav Akiva over here, and he says an amazing, I would say, quite eye-opening thing. And he quotes from a sefer called Tshuvat Besomim Rosh, which is kind of a whole discussion about this sefer Besomim Rosh, just in parentheses. It was brought out something in a similar period to the time of Rav Akiva Eger. And some of the one who published it maintained that he found it as a ksav yad from the Rosh. And basically, I think it's more or less proven nowadays, I think it's basically accepted, that it was a forgery. And this gentleman wrote it himself. Yeah. Yeah, that's just fine. You better make any quotes from it. Well, in some of these yams, that's exactly the question. Who yams was? Okay, so we get any quotes from it, and he quotes from there the following tomorrow. The notion for tourists is filled with something. The aim of Bo and the Zeke few have for Bo. It only comes as a Zeke of the Korban Muslims. The Now, what did we just learn? That ladies are not obliged in Machtis HaShekel. They're not paying for Korban Tzibul. So says Rav Akiva Eger, she doesn't give the Machtis HaShekel, so she's not part of the Korban Tzibul. So Meila, it's a misconception of Korban Tzibul. It's not Rachmin. Maybe he wants to tell us that she's obliged from the angle of her being part of the Korban Tzibul. She isn't part of the Korban Tzibul. Because she's not going to be Mas Hashem. She's not part of the Korban Tzibul. The Meila did not chayav in Korban Tzibul. Let's have a look. We're only reading inside, but the following two Makaris, both Rabbi Yitzchak and Chama Spekt in there, Yitzchak and the Teretz Mimo, both bring up the most amazing tale on this way of thinking. If we're going to go down this road, that somebody who doesn't give Machtis HaShekel doesn't have a part in the Korban Tzibul, and if he doesn't have a part in the Korban Tzibul, then he can't be chayav in Tzibul Musaf, which is only Zeche to the Korban Tzibul, and not Bakashas Racham. If you're going to go down that road, we arrive at an amazing pattern.
That's really helpful.
Oh, exactly so. What are you going to say? According to the Shittas who held that Tanim means anybody less than 20 doesn't have to give Machtis HaShekel, V'chi, are you going to say that people between 13 and 20 are potter from Korban from Tzibul Musaf? The third Rima takes it like a little sharp, and he says, and even if you're going to say, well, for Ponim it's a machloikis, right? It's a machloikis, whether people are high in Machtis HaShekel only from 20 or even from 30. So certainly he's going to dance for those Muslims to be Mahmi, but maybe you can't send him to be a Shmiyat Tzibul. Because Misha in a tribe of the Dover in a Motsi as Rabbi Yidei Chaybosan. How could he be Motsi as in the field of Ocean? Shmiyat Tzibul rather. Like Mamash, almost it can't be. The Rishon Lakish sharpens the point by saying there was also shittas. There are shittas in the Tanoim. We are passing to say shittas in the Tanoim will hold the Kohenim apotah from Machtis HaShekel, Levim apotah from Machtis HaShekel. Well, Vechi, according to all those days, are we going to say that they're also apotah from Tzibul Musaf? Just perhaps it can't be. But just finish off with one final Nakuda. So Elamai, what does this show us? That these two points are just not connected. It can be people who are not obliged in the Machtis HaShekel, but are still higher than Tfilat Musaf. But the Sefer Amud Eor explains it a little further. I didn't put it on the sheet, but he explains it a little further with a svar that he says that the korbanos are korban tzibul, and those korbanos are offered by the tzibul, and doesn't have to be specifically the people who gave the Machtis HaShekel. It's not like all the people who gave the Machtis HaShekel, not like regular like regular shukus, where all the people who give back to shekels, we're all part of it, and all you people who didn't give back to shekels, so you've got nothing to do with it, you're not part of this korban. It doesn't go that way. They give their back to shekel, that becomes kezid of the tzibur. Who is the tzibur? The tzibur is all of Israel. Even the people who didn't give back to shekel are still shayeh to these korbanos. Not to keep with the ladies who didn't give back to shekel, the korban mutav is not being offered on their behalf. And he proves it very clearly in the Shas. There's also other types of korban tzibur which come for kapara. Are we going to say that the ladies don't have that kapara because they're not part of the korban tzibur because they give matzah shekel? Hello, Mike. So matzah shekel becomes part of the property of tzibur. It's a wider concept than just shukus. Becomes part of the property of the tzibur. Once it becomes property of the tzibur, the korban is offered on behalf of everybody who is the tzibur, which is all of Amitra. And therefore they do indeed offer korban musaf, and in the same way, they're also chayav in tulas musaf.